אנחנו נכנסים לשיעור מספר 1.
We're starting lesson number 1. The topic is one big flame. Rav Lightman, please go ahead.
Thank you. I think that everyone knows that we're having all the lessons, all the study is intense, in groups. In general, the wisdom of Kabbalah forces us, in every kind of teaching, it doesn't have to be the study of the Ten Sefirot, the articles, the letters, it doesn't matter. All the study is there only to connect us together to one group. Because that's a subject, that's a goal, our correction, to be connected together. That's why we learn together, we speak together, we discuss together, we argue, we ask, we answer. Everything is together. The study that we're going through evokes the light that reforms. It's the upper force, because it always talks about a higher degree than us, where we are connected together in one connection, where we are in one vessel, one kli. This is why from there, by learning as a ten, and discussing it, we are drawing the light that reforms from there, the upper light that fills us from a higher degree already. And we are already there. We're also in the final correction. It's just that we want to reach it in our feeling, in a practical way, not in theory. If nothing changes, we don't have to correct anything except for our feeling, our perception. That's our whole work here in this world as well. This is why we need to understand that the fact that the Creator always calls for other and more friends and more conditions, this is for us to advance more and more towards this spiritual state we're already in. And how can we advance? What promotes us to there? By us learning about the spiritual state. And from there, the light that is there illuminates and fills us, fills our soul, all our personal souls, and turns them into one. And from there, we get the light that reforms. And that surrounding light that surrounds us, that shines from afar, bit by bit it sanctifies us, corrects us, and gives us the opportunity to connect. This is why all we need is to connect into one soul. In it, to the extent that we are connecting, we will start discovering the upper reality, the spiritual reality, ourselves. The way we really live within the soul, not only in this corporeal, beastly body, which is what we feel right now. So let's begin.
Let's start with quote number 1 from Shem Yishmuel. The intention of creation was for all to be one bundle, to do the Creator's will. But the matter was spoiled because of the sin of Adam HaRishon, until even the best in those generations could not unite together in order to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. The correction of this matter began in the generation of Babylon, when separation occurred in the human race, meaning the beginning of the correction of gathering and assembling people to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham and his descendants. Abraham would roam, call out the name of the Creator, until a great community gathered unto him, who are called the people of the house of Abraham. And the matter grew until it became the assembly of the congregation of Israel. In the future, the end of correction will be when all become one bundled to do the Creator's will wholeheartedly.
So, we are told here that the purpose of creation is for us to connect to become one spiritual body. That's the desire of the upper force that created us this way to begin with. Then he broke us intentionally so that we will want to reconnect together with our search, our effort, our mutual help. And so we'll understand where exactly we should be. How do these pieces of puzzle connect together? The cubes, it doesn't matter how you imagine yourself to be when you're shattered. But by connecting, we'll also understand why we connect this way and not in another way. And what do we gain by connecting? And if we were not connected, rather, if we were not broken, we would just feel ourselves existing. That's it, existing. All we had was the light of Nefesh, which is small. And we would live like all the still vegetative and animate. No more. But the degree of Adam, human level, that resembles the Creator, resembles the eternal upper force, that's something we would not attain. This is why we are going through a very complicated process. What is he telling us here? Shem Yishmael. He says that in the beginning, it was impossible to connect according to this subject of unity, of connection, of correction. But only few people could do that. We're talking about starting with Adam HaRishon, Adam, 6,000 years ago, and the 20 generations that came later until Abraham. So during those years, we're talking about many years, it's 3,000 years. So, the generations have evolved. And from Abraham and on, we're evolving in a more advanced way. Abraham started grouping people, meaning tens, that overcame their ego, just as we are learning, just as we are trying to do. It's the same method. And then, this way we are advancing towards connection. Meaning, what basically happened was that Abraham started building a society, human society, as if special people that will be connected together. And in the connection between themselves, they'll want to reveal the Creator, the upper force that will fill them, that will accompany them, so that they will be together with Him in a mutual understanding that we, right now, we want the upper force also to be revealed, and we want to understand what He wants from us and what we want from Him. And the final correction of the entire shattering is when all the people in the world, the entire humanity, will connect into one group.
אומרים שזה לא בעיה.
They say it's not a problem. If a few groups will connect, all the rest through them is the problem of the upper force. That's the creator's problem. For us, the main thing is to start the connection. It's like in chemistry, there's in science, there are such actions that if one action, we're in an integral system. In this integral system, if one group can reach an integral connection, this force will already affect everyone. And then, by that, everyone will come and connect and reveal the Creator and reach this form of the final correction. Gmar Tikkun. My first question. We talked about the fact that we do everything in workshops, in stands, and everything depends on how much we can scrutinize the questions, how much we try to answer them. But the main thing is not try to be wise, rather to be connected. All in all, our work in the tens is in order to a bit more incorporate in the desires, in the questions, in the emotions of each and everyone who's sitting by my side. Meaning, when I sit by someone, and I have here 8 or maybe 10 friends who are sitting by my side, talking in my language, I want to integrate with what they have. It doesn't matter how much they understand, or maybe they don't. There's no importance there. The importance is only in expanding my vessel, expanding my kli. That's what I want. I want to absorb everything they are thinking. And I'm not criticizing it. No. Rather, they have a certain thought, a certain desire. I want to devour it. I want to incorporate with them. By that, I expand my vessel and I finally become worthy of the fulfillment of the upper light. This is how, step by step, we expand the kli of each and every one. This vessel becomes more and more complicated. And then we reach a state that we really identify ourselves with the upper light. This is why my first question, why, in order to keep the thought of creation and the desire of the Creator, we must be as one. We have to connect. To the extent that we connect, even if it's a small extent, we'll at least perceive the light of Nefesh, the small light, so that the unity of the Creator, the eternity, the upper world will be revealed in us at least a little bit. Just like now, I can barely see you. I know that people are sitting here. I can't identify any face. I don't see anything. But at least this way, in general, so that I'll reveal the upper light, the upper world. So my first question again. Why, in order to reach the equivalence of desire with the Creator, I have to connect with everyone? Well, everyone is at least a 10. Come on. You have today, you have an opportunity like never before. We are better directed, we better understand what's going on. We have made a very special preparation in the last weekend. Let's use it. Good luck. Why? In order to keep the desire of the Creator, we must connect into one group. Come on. these different flavors. Rav, why did the Creator create a soul, meaning an organized desire, and broke it so that we connect it together? And what do we gain by us reconstructing the soul as it used to be in the past? However, when we reconstruct it, it's not as it was before. It's much more than that. Previously, we could reveal in the connection between us and with the Creator only lights of Nefesh and Ruach. And now, we can reveal the lights of Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. So how? What do we add to the connection of the shattered pieces that wasn't there previously in the connection? Go ahead. We were connected in a Rav. Why? In the beginning, people couldn't connect, starting with Adam Rishon until Abraham. Rather, only individuals could connect a little bit between themselves, but only from the time of Abraham, bigger groups started connecting. Why? In the time between Adam until Abraham, we're talking about almost 3,000 years. It was only possible to connect in small groups or even individuals. And from the times of Abraham and on, they could already connect in bigger groups. Abraham started that. Please.
With the greatest accuracy,
Rav, why did the group of Abraham also have to go through a crisis to go all around the world, among the nations of the world? And today, we start rising back to the connection. Why did the group of Abraham have to go through a crisis, the shattering, 2,000 years ago? And today, we, the entire humanity, starts to rise back to connection. And as we rise, there are many changes compared to Babylon. In Babylon, we rose from the shattering, and now we rise from the shattering. What's the difference between rising in Babylon and rising today? Please.
I'm at.
Except number two, Rabash, purpose of society one. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us.
Are these groups talking about the
About what group Kabbalists are talking? What's the character of the group? What's its essence? What does it mean, what Rabash writes here, that we have to establish a society, a group? What is this group that we have to establish? Where we'll reveal the upper world, the Creator will reveal ourselves, part of this spiritual shape, form. About what group, about what society, about what shape are we talking? Please, complete each other. It was bugging us and wouldn't let us live. Rav, we're talking about love of others. What is love? What is the meaning of love of others? Not that we already are ready or capable of performing it, but at least we should know what it is. How can we define what is love of others? Please. Very strongly, Rav, why, in order to reach the love of the Creator, we must first reach love of the friend. Again, why, in order to reach the love for the Creator, we must first reach love for the friend.
As the friends.
Connect between us in connections of love. Rav, why do we need to reach the love of the Creator? What do we need to reach the love of the Creator for? For what reason do we have to reach love for the Creator?
Who needs the Creator for? Except number three, Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house. Each of them had a spark of love of others. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Again, each of them had a spark of love of others, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame.
Sheila.
A question. Each of them had a spark of love. When he doesn't love the others, but it's the beginning. It's there. And this sense is something one can develop. What is this spark of love that exists in each and every one who comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah? And specifically by this spark that draws him to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it seems to him, he may think he wants some wisdom. Maybe he wants to know how many angels fly in the sky, and what the names of the upper worlds are, what heaven is, what hell is, all these kinds of things. There are many questions to ask. But in truth, what really draws him or pushes him to the wisdom of Kabbalah is the spark that is called a spark of love. What is that spark? Please. Think together. Each and everyone has it, they say. So go ahead. Try to pick inside. What really drew me to the wisdom of Kabbalah? What's the nature of this spark? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So, let's sit down and continue. The next question is, what are the conditions for connecting the sparks into a fire of love? How can we connect the sparks into a fire of love? Please.
כן, אם יש קטע כזה שאם כל ניצוץ,
there's the thing that if every spark will try to ignite itself more, it will burn out in a sec, and the only thing it can do is to forget. The only thing it can do,
how, Rav, how can we connect all the sparks into a fire of love?
נעשה שוב.
Of love, and then we will be able to reach something together. Except number 4, Rabash, love of friends too. There is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. Again. There is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of others, or love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
Why? In order to connect, I have to annul my self-love. Why? In this world, I don't have to annul my self-love. I don't have to hate myself. I can also love someone. Doesn't stand in the way. No one does these tricks, not for men, not for women. If you want to love someone, you have to hate yourself. Why? You don't. So I love both myself, and I also love some other person. Why is it in spirituality that you have to hate yourself, and that to that extent you can love the others? Why is it? Please. That's why, Rav. So again, why cannot we love ourselves and others together? Our whole problem is that we have to, as Kabbalists say, we have to annul the self-love. Only then can we love others. Why can't I love another without canceling my self-love? That's the whole difficulty. So, it's clear to us why, right? Oh, it's clear?
Okay,
if it's clear, we'll move on. No, it's not. It's not that I'm allowing you not to cancel your self-love. I don't give you a confirmation to stay as you are. It's a condition. It's a law of nature. First, you have to annul the love for oneself, to the extent that I don't look at myself, don't relate to myself, don't love myself, I can love another, to relate to the another, to the other, to hand myself out to the other. Do you understand why? So you tell me. Who does understand? And who doesn't understand? And the others? What about the rest of you? You don't understand what I'm asking. Okay.
Shilaba.
Next question. Why is it impossible to love the Creator until I love the others? That's really... Why can I only reach the love of the Creator after I love the others? As it is written, from love of others to the love of the Creator. So I first have to annul myself. To love the friends. Only then to love the Creator. Whew. Right? How can we do that? Please. Has a chance to go into the deeper layer of reality. Rav, last question about this. How can I hate my self-love? How can I come to hate the fact that I love myself? How can I hate the fact that I love myself?
Just to be in them.
How can I be happy of the hatred I have for self-love? How can I be happy from the hatred I have for my self-love? How happy am I for hating my self-love? I love myself. I hate this love. And I'm happy from the fact that I hate it. Please. Talk about it. Friends. This is the night when I can wake myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen. In this broken piece of life, won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's build the emptiness. And we'll never. Thank you.
חברים, בואו נתיישב.
Friends, everyone, please sit down. Except number 5 from Maor Vashemesh.
בואו נתיישב.
Everyone, please be seated. And let's read together except number 5 from Maor Vashemesh. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10 there is the Shekhinah, divinity. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed kindness will be extended over the assembly of Israel.
Again, and read it slower. It's hard to hear because of the echo.
The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is the Shekhinah, divinity. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed chassadim will be extended over the assembly of Israel.
First question. Why, specifically in 10 that are connected together, but 10 and connected, is the Creator revealed? What is special about Him that He's revealed in 10 that are connecting? Please.
And so this is something we cannot perceive in our world.
Rav, what does it mean to ask for the Creator to be revealed together? How can we can ask for the Creator to be revealed in us? Well, we are such a large amount of people. We know each other. We know what we're talking about. We've learned a lot. Each of us is so special. We understand. We are prepared. So why can't we? How can we together address the Creator and ask for Him to be revealed in us? Except for that, we have no problem. That's the only action standing before us. How? To ask the Creator to be revealed in us. Talk about it.
It's a very simple action. A single point of mutual annulment. Okay, friends. I would like to ask Rav Lightman a question to conclude the lesson. How do you summarize what we've been through in the first lesson of this Congress?
I think that we have a preparation for a connection. I feel it. The truth is, I felt it stronger in the women more than before. There's a great change. The men are in there already, but the women have made a big progress. Certainly. What I'm asking for is what I just asked. Do not let go of the wholehearted request for the Creator to be revealed in us. To reveal Himself. You know, it's like a child asking, you deserve it or not? He always demands. You know that, right? So it's the same here. It's the same nature. It's the same request. Whatever you want, you really have to nag all the time to demand. And in such an assembly, there's no doubt about our success. And it's all in your hands. So from now on, you always demand. The Creator has to be revealed between us, in the connection between us, in our hearts. In our awareness, in short, between us. We want Him to be revealed. At 1:30.
Let your heart listen. Show.